Welcome back to Torah Limecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Mrs. Michal Horowitz. Today we will continue our study of Sefer Divrei Hayamim Bet, Perek Tetvav. So extremely interesting, Perek in the continued life and kingdom of Asa, the king of Yehuda. Perek Tetvav begins with a nevuah of Azaryahu ben Oded. Perek Tetvav, Pasuk Aleph, Azaryahu ben Oded, Haita Allah v'ruach Elokim. So to Azaryahu ben Oded, upon him was the Spirit of God. We've spoken about names in Tanakh, Azaryahu, Azor Ka. A Navi is someone who, so to speak, is a helper of God, so to speak, in delivering, not that God needs helpers, but a shaliach, a helper to deliver the word of God. His name is Azaryahu. So what is the nevuah of Azaryahu? Vayetzi lifnei Asa, he comes to Asa, remember King Asa, Vayomer, I hope you remember King Asa, Vayomer lo, and he says, Shema'uni Asa v'chol Yehuda b'nyamin, listen up Asa, and all of Judah and all b'nyamin, this is the territory in Malchus Yehuda. Hashem imachem, Hashem is with you, b'yoschem imo, if you are with God, Hashem is with you. V'im tidrashuhu, and if you seek him out, yimatzei lechem, v'im ta'azvuhu, ya'azov eschem. So there's a condition, Hashem is with you, if you seek him, he will be found for you, but if you forsake him, he will forsake you. I think that this is extremely interesting, and I think we have an important lesson here. Didn't we read and learn, I should say, in yesterday's parak, parak Yudalad, that Asa eradicated idol worship from the land, and he smashed the Asherah trees, and he encouraged the people to go in the ways of Hashem, and yet here we are told that the prophet Azaryahu comes to Asa and Malchus Yehuda and reminds them to go with God, to seek out God, and then he will be with you. Why do they need their reminder? Didn't we just learn that Asa is busy getting rid of Avodah Zarah? And I think here we have a very strong Mr. Haskell, a very strong applicable lesson. A person can never rest on their laurels. We can never be too confident in our Avodah Hashem. Even if we think we reached a certain level, we need constant reiteration, constant chizuk, strengthening in that area. So a person could think, oh, I eradicated all the Avodah Zarah from the land, and of course I seek out Hashem. But nevertheless, the prophet comes and reiterates the message, and we can take a message for ourselves. Just because we feel strong in a certain area, the Yetzer Hara is very cunning and very persistent and very strong. And we must be cunning, persistent, and strong against the Yetzer Hara and constantly strengthen ourselves, even in areas where we feel we have already had success. The moment we stop learning, stop growing, stop striving upward and forward is the moment we will fall back. So Azaryahu comes and he strengthens the message to King Asa and his kingdom. Pasuk Gimel, V'yamim Rabim L'Yisrael. And the prophet continues and he says, for many days Israel was L'lo Elohei Amis. They were without the God of truth, ulo kohen mor, and without a priest of instruction, ulo Torah. In a time of idolatry, Israel leaves the God of truth, and they leave the priest of instruction, and they leave the Torah. And what happens at that point? Vayashav bitzarlo al Hashem Elokei Yisrael. And then, however, the Israelites return to the Lord, the God of Israel, and they're distressed because we realize when we leave Hashem, chas v'sham, there is nothing else. Vayashav, the root word of teshuvah, bitzarlo. When Israel, the nation, had tsar, had pain, we returned to Hashem, the God of Israel, vayivakshuhu, and they sought him out, vayimatzei lahem, and therefore he was found to them. And in those times, continues the prophet Azaryahu, ba'itim haheim ein shalom layotzei v'laba. At those times when Israel acted improperly, when we did avodah zarah, when we left Hashem for foreign gods, there was no peace for those going or for those coming, kimuhu Humos rabos, I'll call Yoshvei Ha'artos. There was great confusion. There was great tumult for all of those dwelling in the land, because when we seek clarity in foreign sources, chas v'shalom, you will never find clarity. And today you could say the same thing about certain elements in society that are not the Jewish way. If we seek clarity in external sources, unfortunately, we will never find it. Ein shalom lo yotzei v'laba. There will not be peace for those coming and those going. And what happens? Pasuk Vav continues. Nations were beaten by nations and city by city. And here we are talking about internal quarrels, says Rabbi Dean Steindl. It's between different sectors of the people. For God confused them with every kind of distress, and the people were brought down. Behold, tzara. They were confused and confounded with all kinds of sorrows. And now, says the prophet, Va'atem Chizku, Strengthen yourselves. Va'al yirpu yudechem. Do not let your hands slacken. Do not let go of God. Ki yesh sachar lepu'ulasechem. For there is reward for your work. So I'm sure when you hear those words like me, the first thing you think about is a prophecy of Yirmiyahu regarding Rachel Imenu. Again, what does the pasuk say? Va'atem chizku. I translated this already. Va'al yirpu yudechem. Ki yesh sachar lepu'ulasechem. There is reward for your work. What is the nevuah in Sefer Yirmiyahu, Perek Lamed Aleph? Ko Amar Hashem, so says the Lord. Perek Lamed Aleph of Yirmiyahu, Pasuk Tetvav. That's where it begins. Ko Beraman Nishma, a voice is heard on the heights. Nihi Bechi Tamrumim, lamentation and bitter weeping. Rachel Mevakal Baner, Rachel Imenu cries for her children. Me'ana Lihinachem Al Baner, Ki Enenu, she refuses to be comforted for her sons, for they are no longer. And yet, Ko Amar Hashem, so says the Lord. Mini Kolich Mibechi, hold your voice back from crying. Ve'enayich Midima, hold your eyes back from tear. Rachel Imenu, who gave up the position of being the first wife for Leah. Rachel, who spared her sister from shame. Rachel, who dies in childbirth with Binyamin, Perek Lamed Hey, in the book of Bereishis. Rachel, who exclaims, Kibitzei Nafsha, Ben Oni, this is the son of my pain. Va'aviv Karalo Binyamin, his father calls him the son of my strength, the son of my right hand. And here we are talking, say for Divrei Hayamim, about Asa, the king over the kingdom and territory of Binyamin. And so it is perhaps a veiled reference when the Navi says, Yesh Sachar Lepu'ulasechem, it is a reference to Rachel Imenu, because again, we are talking about the territory of Binyamin. And what does Hashem say when Rachel weeps so bitterly? So says Hashem, Mini kolich mibechi ve'enayich midima. Hold your voice back from crying and your eyes from tears. Ki yesh sachar lepu'ulateich nu'umashem. There is reward for your effort, says God. Vishavu me'eretz oyev. Don't worry. Your son, says Rachel, will return from the land of their enemies. V'yesh tikva la'acharitech nu'umashem. There is hope for the end, says God. Vishavu banim legvulam. And sons will return to their border. And Hashem tells her, there is a reward for your efforts, for your tefillos, Rachel. Vayishma ela alokim, vayivtach et rachma. Why did God hear? He heard her tefillos. He opens her womb. And here too, the prophet Jeremiah assures Rachel and assures Knesset Yisrael that Hashem will hear our tears. He will hear our praise. Ki yesh sachar lepu'ulateich. And the words here in Divrei Hayamim are so reminiscent. Va'atem chizku, va'al yirpu yudechem. As our Yahu says, strengthen yourself. Do not slack in your hand, there is reward for your efforts. The Kishmoa Asa Hadvarim Ha'ela, when Asa heard these words of the prophet, Vahanavuah, and he heard the prophecy. So remember, Asa is a good king. We have explored that yesterday. And he is a king who listens and who goes in the ways of God. And he heard the prophecy of the son of Oded the prophet. What did he do? He was strengthened, he was encouraged, and he removed all the shkutzim from the whole land of Judah and Binyamin. And from Binyamin, we mentioned the connection between Yeshchar lepulatechem, Rachel, the mother of Binyamin. He removes the shkutzim from the land of Judah and Binyamin. So how is that translated? So that is translated as detestable things. Once again, this reminds me of Chumash. Why? Because in Parsha Shmini, Parag Yud Aleph in the book of Vayikra, when we are commanded regarding ma'achalos mutaros and ma'achalos asuros, food stuff that are permitted and food stuff that are forbidden, we have the appearance of the root word sheketz. I'm going to give you an example. Parag Yud Aleph in Vayikra, Pasuchav Gimel, v'chol sheretz ha'of. Asher lo arba raglayim sheketz hu lachem. All winged, swarming things which have 4 feet. Sheketz hu lachem. It is a detestable thing to you. So something that is off limits, something that is not kosher in common lingo, something that is detestable by Torah is called a sheketz. And here we are told that the avodah zarah that Asa removed from the land is referred to as shekutzim. I'm the pasuk ches. So Asa was hitchazek, he was strengthened. Vayaver hashekutzim mikol Eretz Yehuda Binyamin umin ha'arem. So he removes the shekutzim from Eretz Yehuda, the detestable idols, and from the land of Binyamin, from the cities he had captured in the highlands of Ephraim. And he renews, Vayichadesh es Mizbech Hashem Asher Lifnei Ulam Hashem. He renews and restores the Mizbech of Hashem before the house, the hall of God. Interestingly, this is very interesting. Asa is so successful that some people from Malchus Yisrael, from the tribes who dwell in Malchus Yisrael, see his success and are drawn to his territory. Pasuk Tes, Vayikbots es Kol Yehuda uBinyamin vaHagari mimahem meEphraim uMinash uMishimon. Look at that. Isn't that interesting? He gathered all of Yehuda and Binyamin and those who resided with them from Ephraim and from Menasha and from Shimon. Why were these people from these tribes and Malchus Yisrael coming here? Ki naflu alav miYisrael lerov birosem ki Hashem elokav imo. Why? Because those tribes saw that Hashem was with Asa, and they saw the truth, they saw the emet, the emes, and they gathered in Jerusalem, b'chodesh ha-shlishi, the Torah cancels from Nisan, so this would be Sivan, lishnas chamesh esrei l'malchus asar. Everybody gathers in Yerushalayim in the third month, in the 15th year of the reign of King Asa, and they slaughter a lot of offerings to God from their spoils, 700 cattle, 7,000 sheep. I find the numbers staggering, the numbers of soldiers, the number of fallen in the war between Malchus Yehuda and Malchus Yisrael that we learned about a few days ago, the number of offerings that Shlomo slaughtered upon the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash, the number of offerings here, 700 cattle, 7,000 sheep, and they entered into a covenant to seek out the Lord, the God of their fathers, with all their heart and with all their soul. Once again, what does that remind of us? The Shema, Vayavo Babrit Lidrosh as Hashem Elokevo, say him, b'chol avavam u'v'chol nafsham. They agree under the rulership of Asa, Malchus, Yehuda, and the people who have come from Ephraim, Menashe, and Shimon to seek out God with all of their heart. And they made a deal. They made a covenant. Pasuk Gimel. And anyone who will not seek out Hashem, the God of Israel, yumat, will be put to death from small to big, from man to woman. And this is the oath. Vayishavu l'Hashem b'chol gadol u'v'teruah. They blow on the trumpets and they swear to God in a loud voice and they blow on their trumpets and with their shofar. And all of Israel rejoices over this oath. With all of their heart, they swore, and with all of their desire, they seek out Hashem. And as a reward, Vayanach Hashem lahem misaviv, God gives them peace from their enemies all around. And I found Pasuk Tezayin fascinating. At this point, we are told about an idol that Asa removed. Listen to this: the Gam Ma'acha Eim Asa Hamelach Hasira Migivira Asher Asasa La Ashera. Mif Latzas. What is going on here? Asa deposed Ma'acha, the mother of Asa the king, who had crafted a monstrosity. That is a Mif Latzat. Mif Latzat is translated as monstrosity by Rabbi Adin Steinwaltz. What is a monstrosity? So Rabbi Adin Steinwaltz notes, the root here is Pei Lamid Tzadi. Again, the word is miflatzet, root being pei lamid tzadi. This root refers to fear and shock. A miflatzet is an object that provokes an extreme reaction of shock and fear. He says that there's a similar description of such an idol in Sefer Yechezkel, Perek Ches. This is very interesting. The reference here is to a most despicable and repulsive image. He says to see the Ibn Ezra, Ibn Janach, and Radak, who speak about this idol. However, the sages explain, what was this? This miflatzet was in the shape of the male reproductive organ, perhaps made of a tree trunk or a wooden pole, which was positioned along the Asherah tree and used in its rites. Possibly it was seen as a symbol of fertility. Idolatrous objects of this kind were also found in ancient Greece, Rome, and other ancient cultures. And Rabbi Dean Steinfeld says similar rites are observed in India to this day. So certainly in Yehudos we have no foundation or room for this type of worship. And Ma'acha, the mother of Asa the king, apparently established this next to her Asherah tree, a miflatzet, which we have already described. Vayichos Asa es miflatzta, vayadeik vayisrof benachal kijon. And Asa cannot bear this. He chops down this monstrosity. He grinds it up, just like most ground up the Chet HaEgel and put it into water. So here he grinds it up and he strews it into Nachal Kidron. He burns it in the Kidron Valley, says Rabbi Adin Steinwitz. The Kidron Valley borders the old city of Jerusalem to the east, So think of the map to the east, and water flows from north to south. It is approximately 5 kilometers from Jerusalem, and there the valley winds its way eastward and descends into the Dead Sea. So he will have no Avodah Zarah in his territory. He gets rid of this Mifletzet that is next to the Asherah tree. Very interesting. And furthermore, nevertheless, Bahabamos lo Sarim Yisrael. He is not successful in the entire land of Israel, because we are told that the shrines were not removed from Yisrael. But we know he's ruling over Malchus Yehuda. Rach levav Asa hayashalem kol yema. But the heart of Asa was pure and whole all of his days. And the parak ends by telling us that he brought consecrated items of his father to the house of God, silver, gold, and vessels. And finally, umechama lo haisa ad shnash shloshim v'chamesh l'malchus Asa. He basically has a lot of quiet in his kingdom. There was no additional war until the 35th year of the reign of King Asa. So for roughly 20 years, it was very quiet. He has tranquil years. Asa's control is bolstered, and we see that peace clearly prevails in his kingdom, and we would call this success. Thank you for studying together. Li'ilui nishmat Malka Esther Batzvi Yosef Allah Hasham. I wish you a wonderful day. Kol tov to all.